The trial of Kyle Rittenhouse enters week two in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse, who is 18, faces multiple charges for killing two men and injuring a third during protests last year in Kenosha. Those protests began after Jacob Blake, a black man, was shot by a white police officer and left paralyzed. Chuck Kornbach is watching this trial for member station WUWM in Milwaukee. Hey, Chuck.
Hello.
And catch us up here. Where are we now in this trial?
Well, we're most of the way through the prosecution case, we believe. The jury was chosen last week at 20 to begin with. 18 jurors remain, 10 women and 8 men. 12 will hear decide the case, rather. We've heard the opening statements from the prosecution and defense. We've heard testimony from several prosecution witnesses, all related to Rittenhouse facing two counts of homicide and other several other felonies.
Now, how has Rittenhouse been portrayed so far by the prosecution, by the defense?
Well, we should mention that he is acknowledged fatally shooting Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and wounding Gage Grosskreutz. These interactions took place when law enforcement forced protesters out of downtown Kenosha to a less well-lit area of private businesses further to the south, where there were some armed civilians in place. The prosecution has basically said Rittenhouse didn't need to be amongst those interactions, that he left his post, which was a quieter spot a little further north of the shootings, that he didn't need to fire his gun in a way to harm people. The defense has repeatedly said Rittenhouse feared for his life, that Rosenbaum, for example, was trying to take his gun, Rittenhouse's gun, the defense lawyers say.
You mentioned Gage Grosskreutz. I take it he is scheduled to take the stand today. He is one of the person who was injured in these shootings. Tell us about him and what he might say.
Well, he has taken the stand, and he has said repeatedly that he feared for his life, that he was right behind Anthony Huber after Rittenhouse shot Huber, and that Grosskreutz feared he was going to perish. He acknowledges that Grosskreutz does, that he had a handgun in his hand, but saying he was trying to find non-lethal ways to stop Rittenhouse from firing. So it was very emotional testimony, very riveting testimony Monday morning.
Yeah, and very quickly, last week I understand a video producer named Richard McGinnis testified. He's with the Daily Caller, a right-wing news site. McGinnis was covering the protest and spoke to Kyle Rittenhouse on the scene. What did he say?
Well, the point of the showing, talking to McGinnis, was to show that he was a conservative media outlet that had filmed Rittenhouse, that later filmed Rosenbaum being shot, McGinnis taking his shirt off to help Rosenbaum, helping take him to the hospital. The prosecution saying this, and this journalist who said he was a conservative has video and interacted with Rittenhouse shooting Rosenbaum.
Yeah. All right. That is Chuck Kornbach with member station WUWM. Thanks for giving us the update.
Thank you.